Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
We should never, ever have set foot in Ireland. The words of the English couple whose mummified remains were discovered in their County Tipperary home in 2022. Gardaí handwriting experts pieced together a torn-up letter found in a bin that gives clues about their health concerns and their state of mind. The bodies of Nicholas and Hilary Smith are thought to have lain in their house for a year and a half and were only discovered after a neighbour raised concerns. For more on this, I'm joined now by Shane Phelan, Legal Affairs Editor with the Irish Independent. Shane, good morning to you. The inquest recorded an open verdict. They didn't have the benefit of this letter, which might have filled in some of the blanks. Before we get to what the letter said, though, can you remind us, please, of how they were found and why it is that they lay undiscovered for so long?
Good morning. Yeah, so Nicholas and Hilary Smith had been living in Clonine, near Clonmel, for a number of years. They're originally from England, and they settled in Ireland during the mid-2000s. They didn't really, I suppose, embed themselves all that much in the community. They would have been, I suppose, considered to be somewhat reclusive and to have had limited enough interactions with their neighbours. At some point in late 2020, they would have written to one of their neighbours, letting one that were a bit closer with, I suppose, letting them know that they were intending to move to France and that they were putting the house up for sale and that it was going to be bought by some English people that they knew. This was, I suppose, at the height of the pandemic, when people may not have been dropping in on each other in the way that they would have been doing before then. No sign was seen of them after December 2020. But as time wore on, I suppose people became a bit curious because there was no sign of anyone moving into the house, and the couple's cars remained out the back. So about a year and a half afterwards, Gardaí went and did a welfare check at the house after concerns had been raised by some local people, and that's where they made the grim discovery.
So tell me then about the letter, its discovery and what it says.
So just to straighten up one thing you mentioned there, this letter was actually available to the inquest and is part of the coroner's file. It's in a Garda statement.
Okay, but it wasn't read out at the inquest, was it?
It wasn't read out at the inquest. So I suppose while the coroner would have known all about it and it would have been taken into account when verdicts were being returned and so on, it wasn't read out in public, so people attending may not have been aware of its contents. This letter was found torn up in rubbish in the house, and it was pieced back together by Garda handwriting experts. The letter is actually signed by both Nicholas and Hilary Smith, but it actually appears to have been written by Hilary Smith alone and dated December 24th, 2020. So Christmas Eve and about 7 days after they were last known to have been out in public. It gives something of a shocking enough kind of insight into their state of mind at the time. We're deep in the midst of the COVID pandemic here, and this is a couple who had, I suppose, had various different health issues from time to time. But what came across in the letter was their complete distrust of the healthcare system in Ireland, their distrust of doctors. They said they should never have set foot in Ireland. that they had wonderful healthcare all around the world, but had found things to be different here. And it's quite sad, really. Like the letter kind of indicates that Hillary Smith appeared to be resigned to dying at that point. At one point in it, she says that it's so sad and cruel to end this way. We also, I suppose, got an insight into some of the things that may have been influencing their thinking. There's one section of the letter where a noted conspiracy theorist is mentioned. Now, this is somebody, a former doctor, who has made all sorts of controversial claims. But the one I think that's probably most pertinent to this case is a claim that the person most likely to kill someone is their doctor. And in the letter, Hillary Smith describes this guy as a courageous man who saw what so many missed. So I think...
Because the important thing to mention here, Shane, is that all of the evidence that was available to the coroner suggested that they were able to get whatever medical care it was that they needed at any time. And indeed, Nicholas himself had discharged himself from hospital after being treated for a cardiac event.
Yeah, and this kind of may point a bit towards this distrust, that particular incident. It was about 9 months before the letter was written. And Nicholas Smith, he was admitted to hospital with chest pains, triaged as being very urgent. But after being seen in A&E, he discharged himself later that day and refused further medical examination or treatment. I suppose we do know from the inquest itself that he would have been taking antidepressants over a period of time. His wife also would have had a significant enough medical history. She had rheumatoid arthritis and hypertension. So there would have been quite a level of engagement with the health services. And indeed, there was no evidence produced at the inquest to suggest that they received anything other than competent health care. Mm. So
the letter does, as you say, express admiration for this person who had written books, indeed, on the subject of how it is, in his belief, or without any substantiation, the idea that your doctor is the most likely person most likely to kill you.
Yeah. So I suppose what this letter does is, like, it doesn't solve the mystery as to exactly what was going on, but it does shed a lot of light on it, and it does give an indication of their thinking around that time. Like, there are so many unanswered questions about this case. We don't know, for example, which of them died first. We don't know what happened when the first person died. Did this, you know, cause a reaction in the second person that, you know, that led them to just shut down and not seek help?
We do know that they went to some lengths.
We don't know.
We do know that they went to some lengths, though, to settle their affairs, so to speak, before they died.
That's right. And so you would have had this letter to a neighbour saying they were moving to France, and there was evidence of emails and phone calls made by Nicola Smith, you know, cancelling their TV subscription, cancelling the bins. There was an email sent to the doctor surgery saying, we don't require your services any longer because we're moving. A mail minder was set up so that any mail would have been put on hold for a number of months. And they also donated about €16,000 to various charities.
So, and was there any evidence found that they did actually intend to move to France?
None. The guards investigated this extensively and they couldn't find anything to substantiate that. So no evidence, for example, of the house being, you know, put on sale, you know, local auctioneers being consulted, that sort of thing. Nothing filed with the land registry, no record of them buying a property in France. Okay. None of the stuff that you would expect to see if people were moving.
And what about family?
Yeah, it's another sad and very curious aspect of this case. So, look, we knew that they were somewhat reclusive and didn't really engage all that much with locals, maybe except for one or two people. But a couple claimed to be childless, and that actually turned out not to be true. Well, at least as far as Hillary went, it turns out that she actually gave birth to a son a number of years before she married Nicola Smith. The father was somebody else, and left this son to be raised by his grandmother, and she went off and she travelled the world and didn't have any contact with.
That line appears to have dropped off. That is a pity. But yes, as Shane was saying, no contact with the daughter and no contact indeed with Nicholas's brother as well, who coincidentally he seemed to be unaware was living in the country. That's Shane Phelan there from The Independent on the sad final days of Nicholas and Hillary in Clonmel in, well, we think 2021. We're going to go to the British by-election results after these.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.